This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to be talking about the future of the job market. Let's say that you're middle-aged and you've been laid off and you want to start fresh. How would you start again in this new age? And let's say you're in college and you're deciding to on a major. What kind of majors are going to disappear in the future and what kind of jobs are going to flourish? Well, that's a topic of today's discussion, and that is the economy and the jobs of the future. With us today is Dr. Tracy Weiland. She's the author of several books, including Career Confusion, 21st Century Career Management in a Disrupted World, and another book, Digital Disruption, The Future of Work, Skills, Leadership, Education, and Careers in a Digital World. So we're going to be talking about jobs of the future. And also, if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written four New York Times bestsellers talking about the future of space travel, the future of brain research, the future of physics, the future of the economy. And go to my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. And on Twitter, we have about 700,000 fans on Twitter as well. Okay, but anyway, today we're going to talk about the job market, something that, of course, goes to the very heart of the economy, the very heart of our way of life. And things are changing. Things are changing very rapidly. And that's what we have with us today, Dr. Tracy Weiland. And she's a former visiting scholar at Stanford University. She's held positions at Apple, Hewlett-Packard, and Cisco. And she's the author of two books, Career Confusion and Digital Disruption. So, Tracy, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, first question for you is, why did you decide to write these two books, Career Confusion and Digital Disruption?
Well, in my role as a researcher and also as an executive working for high-tech firms and also as a scholar and teaching students, the themes keep coming up over and over again. In a digital world where there's a lot of technologies that are rapidly accelerating, how do I cope at work? What kind of skills do I need? How do I lead a new workforce? And then hand-in-hand with that, what am I doing with my career? And how am I going to evolve my career to move forward because everything's happening so much faster?
Okay, well, let's just jump right into your book, specifically Career Confusion. And you talk about the job market in 2019, for example, what it's going to look like. And first of all, what kinds of skills are going to be necessary as we approach 2019 and as we approach the future of technology? What would you recommend to two kinds of people? One, people in college who are thinking about a potential major, and two, people who are, let's say, middle-aged and got laid off recently and are looking for a new kind of jobs. What would you recommend they do?
Well, number one, in terms of skills, we have to think about hard skills, soft skills, and technology skills. And every discipline has a different kind of requirement for technology skills. But in the past, it was either hard skills or soft skills. And so now you really need them both, which is, you know, reading, writing, and math. I'm a big fan of math and science, of course. And then also people skills, which is communication, being able to articulate your thoughts, complex problem solving and critical thinking. So I think a lot of these are skills that we have, but now we need to blend them together. In terms of technology, I recommend that people learn at least two technologies in the field that they're in so that it makes sense to them, they can learn it, and they can use it. So, for example, if you're in manufacturing, you may want to think about learning about artificial intelligence, smart machines, and robotics, and 3D printing. You know, how is that going to evolve the job that I'm in today for tomorrow so that I can keep up in the discipline? In terms of younger people, go ahead.
Okay, let's just jump right into the kinds of jobs that you talk about for 2019. One of them is healthcare, and of course the population is aging, and it means that perhaps new positions will open up, especially because of biotechnology. But what would you recommend in terms of, well, first of all, healthcare?
Well, and healthcare is a very big, broad discipline. You can get in without a degree in some basic jobs, and then you can take it all the way through the PhD, and you can run hospitals and teach classes in it. So I think healthcare is one of these broad platforms that you need to do some research and figure out what are some of the areas that you might be interested in. And sometimes the way to approach that is say, what will I not do? You know, what are things I won't do? You know, I want to be in healthcare working with people, but I don't want to be near blood. Well, that can eliminate a certain number of jobs. Or I want to be in healthcare, but I want to be in a laboratory. Well, that will help you understand what parts of the discipline to go towards. Or I have a marketing background and I want to be in healthcare. Well, now we can sort of narrow in and see what the jobs are there. I'm a big fan of healthcare because, as you noted, we are living much longer. So there's opening up the doors for a lot of the 50, 60, 70, 80 plus kinds of services, such as, you know, occupational therapists, physical therapists, even personal trainers and coaches for, you know, 55 plus. So there's so many areas that you can really expand in healthcare.
Okay, and of course we're not getting any younger. We have all these baby boomers retiring. And so do you think there's going to be a tremendous demand for, let's say, nursing and home healthcare?
Oh, absolutely. I visited a lot of the retirement centers and service centers, and they just said that the waiting lists are out the door. And then I talked to different physicians who are really experimenting with different technologies so people can actually, who want to stay home, can take care of themselves at home by using a lot of, you know, whether it's remote technologies or some of the wearable technologies, and even their devices to be able to monitor their own health. So I think there's a broad range of opportunities in healthcare that can be from the people-to-people side to the technology side to the social side to the marketing side.
Okay, and also in your book, you mentioned the future of transportation with, of course, driverless cars. Some people think that maybe that's a dead end, but you think otherwise. So what do you think will be the jobs in terms of transportation?
Oh, I think this whole autonomous car, I was reading recently, there's over 360 partnerships now, plus, between automotive industry and technology firms and this whole, you know, driverless car. And that just opens up a whole host of new kinds of jobs. You think about it. You need people to make the cars. You need people to repair the cars. You need people to pave the new kinds of roads to drive the cars. You need people in legal because there'll be a whole host of different kinds of legalities around the cars. So it's really looking at the functional areas associated with this new platform. We've experienced this before. In my generation, it was with when the networking took off. My colleagues with mobility and social media. These are sort of new platforms that come in, and they open up a variety of jobs in different areas. So the smart thing to do is get to know this early on so that you can get in at an early level and maybe grow with the industry.
Now, some people say that, well, people who do long-distance driving could be in danger of losing their jobs. Other people think that, well, the car could be part of a much larger artificial intelligence industry because your car, in some sense, will become a robot. You'll talk to your car. You'll go over different kinds of routes and vacation strategies with your car. And so the automobile industry will be pretty much become a part of the artificial intelligence industry. But what do you think? Do you think on one hand we're going to have a lot of dead-end jobs, or on the other hand, perhaps flourish with jobs? Well, we got to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue our discussion with Dr. Tracy Weiland, author of the books Career Confusion and digital disruption. So once again, give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is our special guest, Dr. Tracy Weiland, author of two books, Career Confusion, 21st Century Career Management in a Disrupted World, and also Digital Disruption, The Future of Work, Skills, Leadership, Education, and Careers in a Digital World. She's a former visiting scholar at Stanford. She's also held positions at Apple, Hewlett-Packard, Cisco, and she was also named, get this, San Francisco Woman of the Year. So we are talking about the impact of technology on the job market. So we talked about, well, we talked about healthcare, which we think is going to be booming in the future, especially as so many baby boomers begin to retire. And now we're talking about transportation. Some people think that the automobile industry will basically become part of the artificial intelligence industry, because your car will become a robot. You'll talk to your car will park itself, your car will pretty much have a mind of its own, and so the artificial intelligence industry could blossom. Other people think, now wait a minute, what about all those people that are going to be laid off because cars, in some sense, don't need drivers anymore? So what are your thoughts about driverless cars? Are they going to be great for the job market or not so great? What are your thoughts?
I actually think it's going to be great for the job market. So once we, you know, you talk about the use of the car, I look at it as a new kind of entertainment center. You know, if people are not preoccupied with driving, they're going to be looking for different things to do inside the car. It's sort of like when you get into an airplane, you know, how are you going to keep yourself occupied? And so I see a whole wave of opportunities, whether it's from the movie industry or the digital content industry to, as you said, speaking to the car and having different activities done. The second area that I'm very pro about autonomous cars is how it opens up the door for people who can't drive, whether it's due to age and someone taking your license away and saying you're too old to drive, to handicapped, disabled, blind, people who have to take extra measures to get around. And I think it also can address the senior citizen population to close the gap between getting people from home who are homebound to their medical appointments. So I'm very pro about it. And on the flip side, I also see it really helping, I hope, in reducing traffic congestion and accidents that is caused by drunk drivers, drivers on drugs, or texting. So I'm very positive about autonomous cars. I think there's always a ripple effect when you have a new product or service developing. So for example, you think about the mobile phones, right? They started, and then of course the first line of jobs is always around engineering. And then you need marketers to sell the engineering products. Then you need salespeople to actually fulfill the marketing orders. And then you need customer service to help follow up. And there's a whole cascade of jobs that open up as platforms develop. So early on, I think you'll see a lot of engineering requirements. And then as the vehicles expand and get on the road, then you'll see more services develop. As I mentioned before, legal or building roads or, you know, just a whole host of services surrounding it. Also in the automobile industry, I was actually just in Michigan, they're very excited about the impact of the autonomous car and artificial intelligence because they see it as expanding the platform to beyond just hardware. So now we have the integration of hardware and software and digital technologies, which could really open up a lot of different kinds of partnerships and different kinds of jobs with that. So I'm very pro about autonomous cars. I think it's early stages, and that's one that I would say keep your eye on it and get involved early, just like people did in other technologies at the early level.
And who wouldn't mind having car insurance rates go down? Who wouldn't mind reducing the 40,000 or so people who die in traffic accidents every year in the United States alone? And who wouldn't mind having a car that parks itself? You simply talk to the car, tell it to find a parking spot, parks itself, and then you call for it afterwards. Well, you talked about entertainment. Some people think that the entertainment industry could explode in the future because, well, robots cannot tell jokes. Robots cannot appear on the screen and captivate millions and millions of people for blockbusters. And look at music. Some people think that robots can copy music but not create great music. So what are your thoughts about the entertainment industry and also tourism? As people get older, perhaps they want to travel. They have a little bit of disposable income. Perhaps the tourist market will also expand. But what are your thoughts?
Well, in the entertainment, I think we've hit this new threshold where it is not the selected few who are in the movies or on TV. Everyone has the opportunity. You know, it started with the reality shows and bringing in real people in real situations. And then because the platform has opened up, everyone can now develop, create, produce, and direct content and even act in their own content. Whether you're going to a Hulu or a Netflix or however you're going to distribute, or Amazon is always looking for new show ideas, that has opened up possibilities are endless for people who want to be in entertainment in some way. So I just see that as a new platform that has almost like regenerated itself because the old platform has let down the barriers. And the same thing with music. just early days, you know, the iTunes download, but being able to let people create content and push it out there on YouTube or iTunes to be able to share, you know, their special skills with others. Now, in terms of can robots create content, well, there's been a lot of experiments. Yes, they can create music. Yes, they've been doing experiments with creating TV shows and movies. Will people watch it, right? So that's up to the creative genius of the individual. Do they have the following? For example, you mentioned your following. Do they have the following that people will be so engaged that they will continue to follow it? And that's maybe where the robots will fall short right now.
And also tourism. People are getting older. They have a little bit of disposable income. Perhaps they want to travel a little bit. And it's easier to travel. You simply talk to the internet and you can get a vacation plan. You can get airplane tickets all arranged. So what are your thoughts about tourism for the future?
Tourism is very exciting. There's actually two segments that are driving tourism. One is the baby boomers, as you mentioned, and the other segment is actually the millennials. A lot of the millennials really want to get out there, see different things of the world, and actually take a lot of pictures of it, and it's part of their brand of how many different countries they've gone to. But for the baby boomers, that's because they're living longer and they're much healthier, they're actually very active population who wants to go and do things that they didn't get, you know, the bucket list, so to speak. And so a lot of them are also trying to figure out, can I integrate being on the road as a part of my lifestyle? I've just talked to a senior set who are thinking about living on a cruise boat, maybe full time, because there's really no need to have all the material items of a house anymore, and you can just continue to travel the world. I've met another senior set who has an RV, and they're spending their retirement years going to different national parks and also volunteering while they're there so they can make a little money to fund themselves. So there's a lot more opportunities, and I think the baby boomers are a very creative generation that has a lot on their list that they want to do, and they're going to do it.
Okay. You also mentioned finance, particularly fintech, blockchain, accounting. So let's get a little bit into finance at that end. Are there going to be more jobs on Wall Street? Some people think that robots and algorithms will replace a lot of Wall Street analysts. Other people think it's going to flourish. So what are your thoughts about finance?
Yes, you know, it's interesting that industry, as the people who I work with, they're telling me they're definitely at an inflection point. Learning a lot of the financial companies are actually asking their employees if they're interested and willing to learn Python and become data scientists and learn about artificial intelligence, because clearly technology is making an impact there. On the flip side, a lot of them are also investing in their employees so that they can work more as advisory roles and explain the complications of all these different kinds of financial instruments out there. So finance is something I think that we're always going to need that hard skill, whether it's an accountant or a chief financial officer, or someone, you know, perhaps is seasoned for guiding people in their portfolios. So that one is a growth area and has a lot of different opportunities.
Now, some people think that algorithms could shake up Wall Street because we pay Wall Street analysts so much money, and a simple computer program, a few lines long, can pick out different trends in money markets and in stock markets and stuff like that, that could do things much faster than a human can, and robots can then scan the whole marketplace using these very simple algorithms. Other people say, now, wait a minute, you're going to trust trillions of dollars to a bunch of lines of computer code? What happens if these lines of computer code are a mistake, that they're imperfect? You could bankrupt the company. So what are your thoughts about fintech? Or let's take a short commercial break, and after the break we'll talk about Wall Street, whether it's going to be shaken by the job market. So once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can ask your question on Science Fantastic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about the future of the job market with Tracy Weiland. She's a former visiting scholar at Stanford. She's worked for Apple, Hewlett-Packard, Cisco, and she was honored being the San Francisco Woman of the Year. She's written several books, including Career Confusion, 21st Century Career Management in a Disrupted World, and also digital disruption, the future of work, skills, leadership, education, and careers in a digital world. And also, if you want to know more about my work and my predictions for the future, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. We have almost 700,000 people picking up my Twitter feeds. And just within the last month, 5 million downloaded my Twitter feeds. So we're talking about the future. So let's talk about finance. Where we last left off, we were talking about fintech, financial technology. Some people think that it would replace Wall Street analysts because lines of computer code can scan the stock market much faster than a human. Other people say nonsense, it's too dangerous to trust machines to handle trillions of dollars in financial transactions. But what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think there's a definite opportunity for me as a consumer using a lot of these more advanced technologies to pick stocks and portfolios. To me, is an advantage to the consumer because the costs go down dramatically, and a lot of us are self-service and don't really have the time to really work with a personal financial advisor. So I think that's more generational about what your preferences are. I think whenever you have something, you know, every industry will have rote components that will be replaced in some way from technology. And so, you know, financial technology is just another example of the trading. You know, an algorithm can really replace the human activity of making that decision for you. It's powered by, of course, the human thought to put the code in there. But that's just an example of pieces of jobs being replaced by technology, same as the truck drivers we mentioned being replaced by an autonomous car, the bank teller being replaced by the cash machine or the ATM machine. So all of us have that at risk. At the same time, it opens up a completely different portfolio of new jobs. A lot of them do have technology components. You know, as I mentioned earlier in your show, a lot of financial firms are saying, you know, our future reality is around data science, data scientists. How are we going to learn how to code Java, C++, Python, different coding so that we can really transform our employees to be more advisory, more analysts, and have different kinds of skills than in the past. So the key is, if you are in the industry, that you would definitely want to learn these technologies and see how they are applied to what you're doing today so that you can stay relevant with it. And I think that's the most important thing that people are confused about is, how do I stay relevant in my industry today when I know that technology is taking pieces of jobs away?
Okay, well, let's say a few things about artificial intelligence now. Some people think that in the future, you'll simply talk to your wristwatch and talk to RoboDoc. RoboDoc has all the medical knowledge of the internet, gives you sound medical advice. And who needs a doctor if you have a doctor in your wristwatch? Or robo-lawyer for legal advice, robo-professor, robo-engineers. So some people think that skilled jobs will be replaced by artificial intelligence. Other people say, now, wait a minute. These robots don't have any common sense. They make mistakes. We need a human oversight. That doctors in the future will consult with RoboDocs, but not replace the doctor who has ultimate say. Well, let's take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to talk about the relationship between artificial intelligence and human beings. Will one replace the other? And give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Give us a call.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're going to be talking about the future of jobs. Let's say you're a college student and you're about to choose a major. Do you want to choose a major that's going to become obsolete within your own lifespan? Or for that matter, let's say you're middle-aged and you just got laid off. What are you going to do? One thing you may want to do is check out technology. We have with us today Dr. Tracy Weiland. She's a former visiting scholar at Stanford, held positions at Apple, Hewlett Packard, Cisco, and she was named San Francisco Woman of the Year. Her books include Career Confusion and Digital Disruption. So where we last left off, we were talking about, well, artificial intelligence. Some people think that it's only a matter of time before we have artificially intelligent doctors, lawyers, professors. Maybe I'll be out of a job. I'm a professor. Some people say that, well, it's good to have robotic assistants, but ultimately life and death decisions, decisions affecting the livelihood of millions of people, you have to have human oversight because machines can go berserk. Machines make mistakes, after all. These algorithms we talked about, they're nothing but a few lines of computer code. What do they know about human psychology? So what are your thoughts about the link between artificial intelligence and humans?
Oh, I think the potential for artificial intelligence is phenomenal. I'll give you a quick story. My mother-in-law, had constant issues. First it started with her eye, then it started with her leg, and then it started with, different areas of her body. And physicians were giving her opinions based on their background and sending her to people who are very specialized on the eye or on the leg or on the head. And had artificial intelligence, it really gathered all of that information, integrated it, it, which finally a neurologist did, but it took many years, is that she had a brain tumor, and that it was the symptoms that people were responding to and giving opinions on, you know, take an Advil if you have a headache, oh, get glasses if you have an eye ache. And so I think the potential for artificial intelligence just in medical alone and alleviating people who are constantly going out for medical opinions and getting very different ones all based on the doctor's background. Let's face it, no two doctors have the same exact training. So if you could aggregate, like IBM Watson is potentially trying to do, all of the information on how to resolve cancer or how to do different things differently, then you, I think you have a much better opportunity there for the individual to get healthy sooner. So I see a lot of potential for artificial intelligence in so many different parts of society. It's, you know, yes, is it code? Yes, but you have to remember that people do give instructions to create it. And number two is, yes, you do need humans to who have an ethical oversight or can make decisions based on information. So I think it's a partnership. And I would never say it's either or. I think we have to figure out how to partner with technology, view technology as our teammate so that we can better whatever field or industry that we're in.
Okay, now also in Silicon Valley, where they debate all sorts of crazy ideas, they talk about the far future, not just 10, 20 years, but maybe the next century, where robots will put everybody out of work, and then what do you do with the so-called underclass that doesn't fit in? Have you thought about these things, or do you think it's just nonsense thinking about a day when machines can do everything, and humans basically can either be part of the machine age, or basically be become, quote, part of the useless class, unquote. Have you thought about this? Any thoughts?
Yes, I do. I'm very disappointed that people think that humans don't have the capacity to learn, to have idea creation, and that it's almost like people view humans as having a baseline, and that's it. If you think about generations ago, you know, through all of our industrial revolutions, the humans have shown the capacity to learn, to expand, to create, and develop new products and ideas. And, you know, developing technology is one of these things. So humans will always stay ahead of the curve, I believe. Well, some people fall behind the curve, perhaps. But I think in general, we're seeing that the population, you know, really is eager to learn, create, and differentiate themselves. And that's part of what makes humans uniquely human.
Yes, but what about those people who say that there are some people who simply are not going to fit in at all, that cannot adapt, cannot learn technology? What do we do with them, the so-called useless class? I know that's controversial, but the New York Times had a major article about this just a few weeks ago. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, let's continue a discussion of the far future. And also, I want to talk about the fact that we're getting a lot older, and that's changing our perspective on the job market as well. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Tracy Weiland. She's the author of two books that we're talking about, Career Confusion and Digital Disruption, about the future of work. She's a former visiting scholar at Stanford. She's held positions at Apple, Hewlett-Packard, Cisco, and she was also named San Francisco Woman of the Year. So when we last left off, we were talking about a debate in Silicon Valley, a debate that's getting more vocal and getting some newspaper attention. The New York Times had a big article up on this just last month about what happens when computers become so powerful that humans become, well, useless. What do we do in a situation like that? Any thoughts?
Well, if I look at some of the basics of, you know, the useless class, what kind of skills and what kind of roles or jobs would someone take on who has refused to really engage with technology, learn technology? It would be sort of like in the past. It would be services. It would be operating the equipment, operating the technology, because in certain cases, I'm sure that technology can't operate itself. But, you know, on a ground level, I just have a hard time believing that humans will become so irrelevant that they won't be able to have jobs. Because if you go back to the Industrial Revolutions, you know, first it was the movement to manufacturing and, you know, did farming go away? No, it evolved. And then you go into transportation. Maybe the horse and buggy went away, but then people moved into different roles of all levels in transportation. And then you look into computing and people move into all different roles at different levels. So I think there's always going to be roles available for people. They may not be high-paying roles, but I think that each industrial revolution will generate different classes of roles. The highest paying ones where you need the intelligence and the brain power and people understand how to create the technology, and then probably at the lowest level, the people who know how to have a service or just push the button, so to speak.
Okay, also in your book, you mentioned the fact that we're getting older, a lot older than before, and that's changing our social structure. Some people even think that one reason why the divorce rate is so high is because, well, we live so long that in some sense we were never meant to live this long, and maybe that's why we have people going from serial marriage to serial marriage. Other people say, no, the basics are the same, but you talk about how it affects the job market. So what are your thoughts about what happens when people live to be, in your book, you mentioned 115 years old.
Right. I saw some research studies. It was about a year ago saying that researchers are saying that today an adult could potentially live to 115 years old. And a baby born today through DNA editing has the potential of living to 150. And that's mind-boggling to a lot of people because a lot of people are looking at, you know, how do I afford to retire? And if I'm going to live to 115, the affordability means that I might have to realistically work until 80 or 80 or 90 even, depending on what your income is and what your savings are. And that puts a whole different cast on careers and career planning, where you can outlive many of the firms that you're working for today. So for individuals, you might have jobs and maybe four or five different careers. And so that's a lot of responsibility on the individual. You have to start thinking through, what am I doing in my 20s that'll impact what I'm doing in my 30s? What should I be doing in my 30s to impact what I'm doing in my 40s? And up the chain, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. It also means more goal planning and saying, well, if I really do want to retire at 55 or 60, how much money do I really need to have and how am I going to get there? Understanding that I might truly live to 115 and all of the medical resources that I might need at that age. And, you know, number two is what I'm going to do with my time. And can I afford to do some of the things longer, like traveling or different kinds of hobbies and sports? So it really changes the entire landscape for people in general around career planning. But on the flip side, I find out that people actually aren't spending more time on career planning. They're spending time doing everything else, watching sports, eating, drinking, socializing, everything else but planning their personal career. And so I actually say, you know, it's time to take a career selfie, which is really take a snapshot of where you are in your career and put some focus on it so that you can actually make sense of where you are today and where you could be tomorrow.
Well, given the fact that many of the jobs of today did not exist a few decades ago, some people think that many of the jobs of the future, well, they don't exist yet. So how do you plan? How do you plan for the fact that the jobs of the future, in some sense, haven't even been conceived of yet? What are your thoughts?
Yes, exactly, because a lot of the jobs you think about are evolutions and iterations. I was just talking to a broadcaster who was telling me that she started off as a journalist, and then because of the technology developments, her job reiterated itself, and then she went into radio, and then she went into TV, and then she went into blogging. And it's not the job that she would have anticipated when she graduated years ago as a journalist, but it is an iteration and evolution of her skills. And so I think when people say, oh, my God, that, you know, the jobs will go away, they don't happen overnight. A lot of these are just evolutions of jobs that exist today, and that through technology, they're evolving, and, you know, people are learning these new technologies and keeping up with it. And so, yes, to prepare for it, definitely keep up with the technologies in your industry so that whatever direction it goes, that you're always relevant.
Now, some people say no matter what happens, you need education, and a college education would really help. Other people think that, well, that's a huge investment of money and resources, and who knows what kinds of jobs are going to be out there. But what do you tell a young kid who's thinking about either going to college or trying to get a job right now that pays off? What are your thoughts about education?
Well, I think education it doesn't end. And I think that's a very different philosophy than in the past when people were instructed that you will get out of high school and then you'll be set in a job, or you'll get out of college and you'll be set in a job, or if you go to grad school, you get a different kind of job. Now we can't stop education. We have to continually learn, and fortunately, there's a lot of content available to us today.
Okay, well, once again, our special guest today has been Dr. Tracy Wilen, that's W-I-L-E-N, and her books include Career Confusion and Digital Disruption. She's a former visiting scholar at Stanford, held positions of leadership at Apple, Hewlett-Packard, Cisco, and she was named San Francisco Woman of the Year. So, once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can go to my website, mkaku.org, or you can give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.